And down the stretch we come indeed. Jeff Money Taylor here for our next to last week at Oaklawn Park. It is a weather day that we're a bit wary of. We are on schedule, on go for Oaklawn today at this point, Jeff?
Absolutely. You know, we're urging caution as most of the meteorologists are around the state. But so far, so good. We got some sun peeking out. We've dodged most, of, if not all, the storms so far. And I know some people in the northern part of the state have been a little less fortunate. But again, caution advised. This is a perfect time if you want to. Stay at home and use your Oaklawn Anywhere account. Don't have to worry about driving in it if it gets bad. And, of course, we'll take all precautions here with the horses and the riders and the personnel at the racetrack if conditions deteriorate.
All right. Well, let's get into our card for today.
Okay. It's a good one. Thursday's cards have typically been one of the more competitive all week long as we go through the meeting. And this edition, certainly no exception. We'll start in the opener with number 5, She's Red Hot. As her name suggests, she is in top form right now. Trainer Joe Martin also starting to heat up here as the meeting begins to close. 3.5 length winner going the 6 furlongs last time out. She's Red Hot stretches out to a rat of ground today, and she looks like she could be off and gone as she has much better speed than most everybody else in the field. Number 5, She's Red Hot in the opener. We'll stay with that speed theme in the second with number 2, Mysterious Promise. This one was head and head for the early lead, had a good advantage there turning for home, only to falter a little bit in his last start. He gets a little bit more real estate to work with today, and coming out of that sprint and the class drop, I think Mysterious Promise is another one that's going to go from gate to wire. Buzz double numbers today, 5 and 2. Let's move now to the featured 8th race on the afternoon. A good competitive non-winners of 2 lifetime allowance test. We're going to come right back with number 10, Rustlin. Rustlin just relished the additional real estate at the mile on the 16th last time out, and his maiden score continues to train like a very good horse. A bullet workout between starts for number 10, Rustlin. He's going to be the favorite, and he looks legit. Our buzz, a long shot, comes one race previously, and that'd be in the 7th of the afternoon with number 7, Glory's Last Chance. This is a route specialist. Had a nice little tune-up sprint last time out in his first start of the year. He stretches out today, and that's going to make all the difference for number 7, Glory's Last Chance, or Buzz Long Shot, play of the day.
Pat, one for you, your girl in honor of Lolo Jones, Go Go Lolo.
I'm a big Lolo Jones fan now.
You have gone, I mean, total 180 on this.
She drives me crazy.
Did you see her hanging out with Ricky Fowler the other day at the pool?
No way.
They were at some event, I guess, and she was hanging out.
Okay.
She
well played, sir.
Yes, well played.
She's got a pretty
Ricky.
Chubby belly, I might say.
Does she?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. All right, Money, I appreciate it. This weekend we're going to have a scoop on Oaklawn Race Day. We'll give you a little heads up on the Fantasy Stakes, which is it's the final race at Oaklawn to earn points towards the Kentucky Oaks.
Indeed, and guest this weekend will be Frank Miramonte, the announcer, always an entertaining guest, and yes, knows his horses as well. We'll cover the events around the country, of course, the Santa Anita Derby and the Wood from Aqueduct. There's a 2 key Kentucky Derby preps before we get ours going next week. So a lot to talk about. It should be a great show.
I was looking through my notes from last year this time of year, and Patino's horse Golden Sense was running this time last year. I think won one of those 2 races. Does he have any horses in the mix this year, do you know?
I've not heard anything from the Patino camp. I know he is a big fan, and obviously being there in Kentucky bluegrass land, he's probably got some in the pipeline. But no major 3-year-olds from him this year, but there are plenty to go around.
He's probably in New York this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
His
son's coaching NIT, that's right.
Yeah, that final's tonight at 6 o'clock on ESPN. Money, appreciate
it.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, buddy. That is Jeff Money Taylor from Oaklawn and Matt.